You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
And welcome back to Radio Primavera Sound, live at the Primavera Sound Festival. Stay all day if you want to. It's gouge away. Sorry, I'm sure you've heard that many times before, but I couldn't resist. How are you?
Great.
Good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Excited.
Welcome, guys. How was your Madrid gig the other day?
Oh, so good. In Madrid? Yeah. The bar was so cool. I forgot the name of it.
Wurlitzer?
Wurlitzer.
Oh, yeah,
Wurlitzer. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a very excited crowd. They're fun.
Well, I was going to say, like, I haven't seen one of your gigs, but I've seen video and they're pretty sort of fiery, pretty incredible. Like, is it kind of cathartic for you playing?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Sweating like crazy.
I feel like even if I don't go into the show thinking of it like that, just screaming is just like, wow, I needed that today.
And what's the sort of the craziest thing you've seen amongst the audience?
Ever?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
The craziest thing. I mean,
it's always kind of crazy, I think. Crowd surfing, stage diving, but I don't have a specific thing unless you guys do.
Yeah, I can't think of anything like crazy, you know. Maybe today it'll happen though.
Yeah,
you never know.
It'll happen today.
Christina, you mentioned once, I believe, that you have tour nightmares.
I do.
But you still have them?
Yeah.
Even now?
I had a bunch right before this tour because it was really stressful. I had a dream that I got on the plane and realized I didn't pack anything in my suitcase. Like, I didn't have a suitcase, and I was just on the plane kind of freaking out that I didn't have anything at all. One time I had a nightmare that we were trying to pack up the van before the tour started in our apartment complex, but there was a banana stand in the way. And it was like really popular and a million people wanted bananas and we just could not pack up the van. Like,
look, bananas are good for you, but for God's sake, we gotta, you know.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
I wanted to talk about the new album, Deep Sage, which was released last year. How do you think it kind of moved on your sound?
I think ever since we started, we always wanted to have more dynamics, but we could never get the quiet parts to be quiet. We were always just like on 100 at all times, and I feel like with Deep Sage we finally figured out how to do that, and that's really cool for us.
Is this why you take so long to make another album? Because the previous one, Burn Sure, was from 2018. Or did the band actually break up in the meantime? Or
we did break
up.
Yeah,
the second one.
yeah, we broke up for like a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. And how does it feel to be back together?
Great. We're here now.
Yeah, thank, awesome. Thank God.
We're having fun.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I think you said as well that Deep Sage, and sorry to give a quote back to you, comes from a place of loving what you're doing as opposed to a place of spite. What did you mean by that?
When we started, I didn't see a lot of women in bands, and at least not where we're from. And I felt like Gouge Away was kind of inspired by like wanting to prove something all the time, which is like a lot of focus on like what other people think. But when it came to Deep Sages, like, we did break up and then we came back because we all loved those songs a lot and we just wanted to finish them. So it came from this place instead of like, oh, what's someone gonna think or whatever. It was just like, we want to finish it because we love it.
And it's a bit more, what am I right in saying, a bit more shoegazy?
A little bit.
Yeah, a song or two definitely leans more into that.
Do you all listen to Bark Psychosis? That's what I'm...
Just me.
Yeah, just him. Mix the
record.
I keep
telling him to listen to it. I'll get there.
mean, because you're from Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Christina, you've moved to Portland. Have you all moved to Portland, or?
Yeah, just us two.
Okay, okay. That I've never been to Portland, but is it a very different place from Florida, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like the most opposite place in America from Florida.
In distance and like culturally, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess Florida's like sunny and Portland's
nature
and like rainy.
Yeah, Portland can get pretty sunny too in the summer. It's crazy hot there.
So how do you manage the van being you living in Portland and the rest not living there?
We have Florida and Atlanta. We fly before each tour. Wherever we're starting a tour is where we practice. It would be easier if we all lived in the same place. But it's kind of nice. I mean, we all get a break from each other a little bit. Before, we didn't get a break at all. We would just go, like, we would practice, like, 20 hours a week and then, like, constantly be on tour. Like, we'd always saw each other.
I mean, I can get now the nightmares before
I mean, do you find it very, are you very inspired by where you live? Like, do you find different songs coming out now that you've moved?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like moving to Atlanta, there's just so much more music coming through Atlanta. Like, every tour goes to Atlanta, and so I'm seeing a lot more shows and playing. I play in other bands in Atlanta as well, and I feel like those things all kind of have an influence on me versus like being in Florida for like the first 30 years of my life, you know. So it's, I think it's affected me personally.
Are you a band that likes to sort of kick against what's happening around you? I mean, the reason I ask this, I don't know, this is probably quite ignorant, but like the idea I have of Florida is I don't know, it's got a reputation as being quite sort of
I mean, the most dangerous man in America is Florida Man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's famous.
I think quite conservative is what I'm going for. Did you find like in the early days you were kind of kicking against that? You were
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel like every song like hit on a topic when we first started.
We would have people like yell at us in the audience about things.
Yeah. Yeah, in the early days people like didn't like what we talked about. Which is interesting. I feel like things have definitely come a really long way.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah.
At least South Florida, where we're from, is sort of the cultural part of Florida, where it's very, like, multicultural and, like, lots of different people and whatnot. But once the further north you go is where Florida Man lives.
But people would go to punk shows, basically, and they would still shout what you were talking about.
People just wanted to go to a punk show to just, like, beat people up.
Oh.
Like, when we started... The older generation were just like moshers. They would just like, they're like cannonballs coming at you, and you had to learn how to like. So it's different
So for before us. we leave the interview, you've toured with Ted Pyle, who are playing tomorrow, and they come here too. Do you have any question or message for them?
Oh, do you want to do the?
Jackpot.
Can we do it on the count of three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three. Chat pile.
They'll know what we mean by that.
They'll know for sure. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming here. And see you today at Trinidad State at 2050.
And 501 Club at 11:30 if you can get in, which might be difficult because it's very small.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.